You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The conversation about education continues this week as we look at public education. We've heard from policymakers and teachers about the importance of staying in school.
I have to be able to get to the point where I know that I did everything I could for that child.
Our friend Kim told us the story of her favorite teacher.
Mary Long, she was the drama teacher at Rock Hill High, and she was probably the most human and the most humane person that was ever born.
Teacher Bill Cody up in Massachusetts was a huge one for you.
Hello, my name is Richard. I'm calling from Boston. The 20th Century Arts class is the first arts class I ever had as in high school. I knew there were reasons why I liked certain architecture, films, paintings, music, and Mr. Cody showed me why. It inspired me to become a writer and a filmmaker. I love what I do, and it feels more like a vocation than work.
It was parents tag-teaming with teachers that mattered most to our friend Michael in Pennsylvania.
My parents' attitude toward education, and also my second-grade teacher, who would spend a good hour or two with me every day over the summer to help me master my reading skills.
What if you got help from something like an angel to make it to college? Well, in 2005, some anonymous donors pledged enough money to promise that every student graduating from the public high schools in Kalamazoo, Michigan, could get a free ride to attend any Michigan public college. They call it Kalamazoo Promise, and it has transformed the job of Superintendent Janice Brown, who we'll speak with in a moment. For student Jasmine Granville, it meant she had another way to get to college than the low percentage shot of a basketball scholarship.
I've been playing since fifth grade, and from all the movies and stuff I've watched, I knew that's what I wanted to do. And I knew I could get to college if I was good enough.
Now, of course, that's how it works in the movies. How did it work for you?
It actually didn't. I mean, I stopped really going as hard as I could once the promise was announced. Because basketball took a lot away from my schooling. There was a lot of time put into it that I could use to be studying and stuff like that. So once I knew I had the promise and I could keep my grades up and not have to work as hard on basketball, basketball kind of took a back burner to my education.
Now, I'm just trying to imagine that. That's an incredible story, because here you are thinking your only real ticket to college is basketball. You're working as hard as you can on that. You really don't have a plan B back then, right?
Right.
And all of a sudden, this Kalamazoo promise is your plan B.
Yeah. I don't even know. I honestly probably couldn't put it into words. Basketball was my life. It was the love of my life. But when I realized that education is more important than playing basketball, and basketball took away from education, it became less important.
And what are you doing now, Jasmine?
I'm a senior here at Western. I'm a criminal justice major.
At Western Michigan University?
Yep.
Right there in Kalamazoo. One of the options that students in the Kalamazoo District Schools have, if they graduate, to go to a Michigan State school paid for by the donors who funded the Kalamazoo Promise. Now, Janice Brown, when this happened, you were superintendent, right?
That's correct.
Now, forgive me, and I hope you won't hang up the phone here. But I associate superintendents with people who say no a lot.
Well, you haven't met me yet. I'm a pretty innovative person.
But often in a school district, you're faced with limited resources and you can imagine doing a lot, but often you really have to accept a lot of those limitations.
You have to accept them, but then you have to decide what alternatives you have. Yes, when I was superintendent, it was my responsibility to cut more than $22 million out of the budget. That's education. But that does not mean you can't be creative, you can't improve your system, and you can't think about what's best for students. That's what you're there for.
So in 2005, when all of a sudden things changed, what changes happened in the community? Is this the kind of thing, this sort of investment, does it come back in your community, or do students leave and never come back?
I think there's a lot of benefits to the community. Of course, you've already mentioned Western Michigan University. One-third of our students are attending here. Another third of the students are attending Kalamazoo Valley Community College. So two-thirds of our students are right here in the community reaping the benefits of the Kalamazoo Promise, and that's very important to us. That realizes a lot of dollars into our community. We've spent about $35 million. So That's a lot of money still in the community. Our school district has grown exponentially. It's grown by 25%. We've built 3 new schools. The economic development people use the promise as an example of really transforming a community with the marriage of economics and education all the time. So there's been many, many changes in our community, and part of it is just everyone wanting to participate and everyone wanting to do a better job on behalf of our youth and on behalf of the Kalamazoo Promise. It's a catalyst for tremendous community transformation. We all have a part in it, and that's the beauty of it.
Jasmine, before you go, do you think every kid who graduates from high school should have the right to go to college paid for?
I do. I think college is something I think every student should have the opportunity to do.
So if that was a right in the United States, it would transform the experience of students all over the U.S.?
Definitely.
So, Janice, how much would something like this cost? How much have you spent over the last 7 years, and how much of a pipe dream would this be financially?
We're spending close to about $10 million a year for over 500 students, and so far we've spent about $35 million. And I do think it's possible. There was in the New York Times, as you probably know, there was a calculation of what it would cost to send all the students in New York to college. And while it seems astronomical to me and a lot of other people, there's enough billionaires there to pay for it, frankly. But the question is it a private responsibility or a public responsibility? And that gets into a wonderful debate, doesn't it?
It's all about the priorities. And it certainly seems that the Kalamazoo Promise has reordered the priorities there in Kalamazoo.
I think that's very true. I think the effort that we're making to transform our community, particularly around youth and how we're trying to align things like health care, social services, housing, that's the bulk of the work that I do now. The promise is taken care of, so to speak, by the donors. And now what we're really doing is using the Kalamazoo Promise to leverage our resources in our community so that kids can come to school college ready and get not just to, but through college and get a good job. And that's a heck of a lot of work. And it is community transforming.
Well, it's great to hear. Janice Brown is executive director of Kalamazoo Promise. Jasmine Granville, you still got a pretty good 3-point shot?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, there's tryouts here at Western on Thursday that I'm thinking about going to.
All right, you do it. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jasmine Granville is attending Western Michigan University after going through the Kalamazoo Promise Project, her higher education paid for by the Kalamazoo Promise.